new Chevy Silverados, and much more. But you have to hurry. They're going fast. The 2017 closeout sale with employee pricing only at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, the bright way to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com. Tell them Jason Goff sent you. Financing in lieu of rebates to qualified customer. See dealer for details. Find new roads.
Hi, it's Jeff Joni.
Ah, there's nothing better than an early tea time. Seriously, the way I sleep and my energy is off, and it's really hard to concentrate. I'm thinking about taking up afternoon golf.
Oh, yeah, I was there, too. Turned out I had low testosterone, known as low T. How'd you find that out?
Oh, I went to New Mail Medical. They did a couple of tests. It didn't cost much. And they came back with a completely custom recommendation to solve the hormone issues I had. That all men have. It's just a fact of life as we get older.
Seriously, huh? New Mail Medical?
Yep, New Mail Medical. They're in Skokie.
I don't mean to pry, but what did they all fix?
Oh, a whole bunch of stuff. I'm not tired anymore. I concentrate way better. I'm finally dropping some weight. I feel like I'm getting stronger, so muscle's starting to come back. Basically, I feel about 15 years younger after just a couple of visits. Oh, and my wife isn't complaining about the positive effects either.
Seriously? They fix more than ED?
Yeah. You should call New Mail at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. Or online at newmailmedical.com. That's N-U-M-A-L-E medical.com.
Every dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy, but some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
So, why therapy? What's on your mind?
Well, Doc, I love helping people learn, and I work at Hyundai. When I started, I got to help people learn that Hyundai has
America's best warranty?
Right, or that Hyundai's
ranked number one in customer loyalty.
Right, or that Hyundai has
three different SUVs, from the Tucson to the seven-passenger Santa Fe.
Yeah, but now with the internet, even when I try to share breaking news like
the Elantra and 2018 Sonata both being named a 2017 IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus, when equipped with optional automatic emergency braking and dynamic bending lights.
Everyone already seems to know.
Ah, that must be frustrating.
Yeah.
Better is the reason to buy Hyundai. For a limited time, lease a 2017 Tucson for just $139 a month for 24 months with $3,339 due at signing. To learn more, stop by your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com. For more details, call 877-248-1585. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details.
Call local GEICO agent Tim Calcagno for help with auto, home, and identity theft insurance. Tim and his team would love to help you. 630-671-0600.
Many years ago, my mom and dad said to me, "Mike, whatever you do in the future, do it the best you can and do it honestly." And that's why I call it the Mueller way. This is Mike Mueller from Mueller Honda of Gurnee. Visit our showroom without any stress or hassle. A staff member will answer any questions you have. Once you pick the car you're interested in, you'll get a friendly, professional associate to assist you through your buying experience. At Mueller Honda, the Happy Honda Days sales event is a very special time. Hundreds of cars in inventory, great selection, and as always, a market competitive price on all new and certified pre-owned Hondas, which means you will not pay more. I'd like to extend you my sincere hopes for a great holiday season with all the best for you and your family.
Visit Mueller Honda of Gurnee.com, part of the Mueller Auto Group.
You will not be disappointed.
What's Black Friday at Mueller Honda in Highland Park like? Well, it's more exclusive, and we always make it hassle-free. Enjoy your holiday without the long lines and large crowds. It's your final chance at clearance pricing during the Happy Honda Days sales event. But hurry, clearance pricing is for a limited time only. With hundreds of your favorite Hondas in stock, you always get more selection at your preferred Honda store. Chat us online to learn more. Nothing will make you light up more than saving. That's Black Friday the Mueller way. But hurry, it's for a limited time only. It's your final chance for clearance pricing on all your favorite new Hondas. Mueller Honda in Highland Park. Find your new Honda on Skokie Valley Road. Or visit us online 24-7 at MuellerMeansMore.com. That's MuellerMeansMore.com. Part of the Mueller Auto Group. You will not be disappointed.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
I'm just here to play basketball, man. Just push my teammates to get better each and every day. In my last few games, we had some slippers with our energy, and I'm trying to bring energy to practice and make us better. No, I haven't. Like I said, I'm just worried about playing basketball right now, just trying to get our team better. We had some slippage our last two games.
That's Bulls power forward Bobby Portis. He was the only guy last night with a positive plus minus, if you care about those kinds of things. And we're still in that murky, foggy, you know, Nico and Bobby territory where you got a guy who's been paid by an organization and the organization expects him to be a part of the organization. And he feels like he doesn't have to because he doesn't want to be on the same court or in the same room with Bobby Portis.
A lot of this stuff starts to make sense. And I think you had mentioned this and other people had mentioned this too, that Bobby wasn't really the aggressor. That as I understand it now, and talking to multiple people, that it was a bad day for Nico, and Bobby was killing him and just all over him, and Nico was throwing elbows, and that Bobby was just responding to getting run at, and it was a bad day. And the reason why the locker room quickly coalesced behind Bobby is they were there. They saw what they saw exactly what happened, and that's all you need to know is just how quickly the locker room made their decision.
Yes.
Now, the secondary aspect here is the fact you're not allowed to just not play. You're an employee, and you say what you want about where the Bulls are or what's going on, but he's part of their team, and all players have value. He is a young asset. And when the doctors say, okay, now it's, we went through this with Derrick Rose.
Right.
When the doctors say, now it's, you're okay, now it's time to get back to doing this and doing that, you're not allowed to just say, I don't want to.
Yeah, the circumstances may be tough, but you have to be tougher than those circumstances.
Correct.
And any dad will tell you that, any boss will tell you that. Everything's not going to go your way. And if you're looking at Nico, you think about that march that he had a few years ago under Tom Thibodeau. Things have gone downhill since then. At some point, you've got to be the reason why they turn around. And the old adage, run up, get done up. You cannot approach a man in a fashion that he thinks that something's going to happen to him and not expect him to protect himself.
Not only
and when
that,
I was saying that, the people were texting, oh, Bobby's a thug. He should go to jail. Charges should be filed. I'm like, all right, just keep playing like you didn't know what happened on that court.
Not going to happen, and there isn't going to be any civil suit either.
No.
Because everybody was a witness, and if you start talking about being, you know, physical, it was a one-sided affair. The physicality was a one-sided affair up until Bobby did what he did. So that there have been multiple descriptions and everybody hinting at this and that, but the team is ready for it sounds insensitive, but the team is ready for Nico to get over it and do his job.
Yeah, and
that's what it sounds like to me.
You're going to be in a weird, weird place because it's a team that's losing. It's a team that's trying to groom a big man that plays his position in Markkanen, that plays his position in Bobby Portis.
That's the funny thing, that Markkanen would never have been discovered this early had this
right.
not happened.
Right.
They didn't. There's no way they knew polished.
He'd been getting 7 to 12 minutes a game instead of starting and proving himself on the NBA level.
Being the best player on your team.
Especially after the back issues that he had in the offseason. They were going to bring him along slowly. And I still cringe because you'll see it every once in a while when Lowry lands funny. Because he's had a couple of spills these last couple of games. When he lands funny, you know, the wincing, I'm like, oh, please don't be the guy with promise that has the back issues. Because for NBA players, it's back and it's feet. You know, you can mess around and repair a knee.
Don't be Greg Oden.
Yeah,
and
man.
Don't be Sam Bowie.
Yeah, your feet go on you, your back go on you. It's a wrap. So, yeah, I don't know if we would have seen this. In fact, I know we wouldn't have seen this early. I'm happy we have seen this. And also for Nico, you got to figure out you're putting, and we talk about football stuff on tape, you're putting stuff on tape right now for other NBA teams too. And I'm talking about the tape of a locker room where they're like, oh, we're going to bring that guy in? The guy who ran up, got knocked out, and then didn't want to play because he got knocked out. Yeah, we're gonna bring that into our locker room. Like if you do want to go somewhere else, you'd get back on the practice floor as soon as you possibly can and say, oh, now that's a guy with a stiff upper lip, you know, no pun intended. He came back to work. He righted his wrongs, and he's still, you know, a viable commodity in the NBA. He's not helping anyone in this situation right now.
This segment brought to you by Walgreens. With expert pharmacy care from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by for the medications you rely on and supplies from all the major brands. Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy.
I'm worried, Dan.
About?
Well, we were talking about Thanksgiving and transition, and I'm worried that, because my lady puts way too much pressure on herself when it comes to cooking for Thanksgiving. And I tell her, hey, I'll help you out. Now with the baby, that's a different dynamic. Somebody's got to watch this little jerk as he climbs up on everything these days.
You going to make some pureed turkey and gravy for him?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We got the purees on deck. Yeah, right. He'll be fine. Anything that we eat, we'll just throw into the baby bullet, and next thing you know.
Or just mashed potatoes, a little bit of the gravy-covered dressing.
She trips on me, man, because I'll give him some of my Italian ice, all that good stuff. Yeah. She's like, it's too much sugar. I'm like, come on, man. It's a little roadrunner. Yeah, she's super, like, she wants to wrap him in bubble wrap, and I can't wait for him to fall so I can laugh at him. So
the problem is when you, this is the whole first kid thing, and
the whole first kid thing.
Right, because you worry so much, and then the
dad's going to tell me I should throw my baby in a well and come back in 18 years.
No, actually, you're pretty good about that.
I am. I balance it.
You were brought up like a second kid.
Yes, I had a key to our apartment when I was 5 years old. I was taking a train to grammar school when I was 7, 8 years old. Yeah. Like they're like, hey, don't come back dead. All right, yeah, cool. I'll see you later.
That's second kid stuff.
Yeah, like, that's, you know, my parents left for work early. They came home later at night. I was like, all right, what can I do? I got sports. I got video games. I got girls that won't look at me. All right, things are figured out till I'm 15, 16 years old. Now, I got this kid is eating organic purees and all this other weirdo stuff.
Sung to the tune of raspberry beret.
Yeah, like every once in a while, I'll just give him a little pluck right on the forehead just so he knows that it's not sweet out here. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like, hey, I know how your mom is handling you, but hey, hold that for a little bit. She'll come see why you're crying, and I'll lie and say you did something. It's all good. Like, you know, we got to – She puts so much pressure on herself when it comes to the cooking part, so I've outsourced it, and now we're only going to do the sides.
Now Mariano's going to hook you up?
No, well, I bought a pie and like 75 cookies from Mariano's yesterday, and they're all going to be from me, because I don't play. Thanksgiving, like, I'm a fat guy, regular fat guy during the year. Oh, Thanksgiving, it gets gluttonous. Like, I get super stupid. Like, I'm eating gravy as soon as I wake up. Like, I'm drinking from a vat of gravy tomorrow morning at 9:30. And that's while I'm playing basketball.
See, I wait. I always tried to starve myself I actually walk in the door of my cousin's
house. Does that work, though? Because is there a science like you make, like, you'll fill up quicker if you don't eat?
No, I go and I work out hard, yeah? and I do sauna and steam and take out, like, sweat out all the extra water weight. Yep.
All right. Well, enjoy that. I'm going to start drinking as soon as we leave this place and won't stop until the last kickoff.
I'm also thinking, too, you know what today could be, like, the Friday news dump? Like the,
oh, yeah.
With what's going on
now
in the world.
Oh, yeah, if you're a pedophile, today's the day to get that out the way.
We're going
to
have, like, 7 or 8 sexual harassment and sexual assault scandals by 6 o'clock.
I think before the show's over, I'm going to say that you sexually assaulted me at some point.
Well, maybe. Well, it's not really an assault.
Yeah, if I get the room.
If you're sliding a card key over to me, I don't think that constitutes assault at this point, counselor.
So if you're in Hollywood, today is the day to be a scumbag.
Washington, Hollywood. Yeah. I get the feeling. This isn't informed, but I do get the feeling that there's a lot of publicists and spokespeople right now saying, we're going to release this at 5 o'clock on Wednesday.
I know we got to hit an update right now, but the most stick to sportsy ever tweet this morning.
Okay.
I cannot let this go.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Rick Hamm. Join homegrown head coach Chris Collins and the Wildcats in Rosemont this season as the Cats bring Big Ten basketball to the Allstate Arena. December 1st, the Cats host Illinois at 8 p.m. and season tickets are on sale now at nusports.com. Starting with the Bears, John Fox said that Leonard Floyd is likely to be placed on IR soon. The team hasn't decided yet about surgery for Floyd. Offensive coordinator Dowell Logan said when Deion Sims returns, the Bears won't slow Adam Shaheen's progress that he's shown over the last couple weeks. The Bears head to Philly on Sunday, where they'll take on the 9-1 Eagles. Bears great and Hall of Fame semifinalist Brian Urlacher was on with Spiegel and Parkins and let them know what he actually enjoys about watching the Bears this year.
I'm so excited about our team right now. Love the kid, obviously, Mitch. I think everyone's excited about him, as we should be. Their defense is playing good. They're physical. They get after the quarterback. They stop the run. Just, you know, everything is exciting. It's great to be a Bears fan right now. For me personally, after the last couple of years, it's fun to be on that bandwagon.
In the NBA, the Bulls are trying to get the first win on their current road trip there in Salt Lake City, taking on the Utah Jazz minus Rudy Gobert. On the ice, the Blackhawks will be in Tampa tonight, visiting the Lightning. College basketball tonight on the Score at 5:30 as Illinois will take on Augustana. And in the AHL, the Wolves are off until Friday until they take on Milwaukee. Breaking news on the Score is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time, shop online at rosenhyundai.com. I'm Rick Camp, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Toyota of Naperville.
You know that Toyota of Naperville is the largest Toyota dealership based on total Illinois sales for 2016, right? But did you know that the Black Friday event is going on right now? Hurry into Toyota of Naperville on Ogden Avenue or visit toyotaofnaperville.com.
We got our Bud Light peeps out here. They have the middle table is like a it's a table of drinking knights. You
know? Dilly dilly.
there is a landfill worth of tater tots over there, I see, and the Bud Light is flowing. I'm sure
the
toilet paper will get a good workout before.
I'm going to give you the untold truth of what I know.
And this is the best job.
Especially in the city. When Fridays or days before the weekend. The truth is, when we do these, and we love being out and about.
We
always joke about how far we have to drive and the whole thing. And we'll look, 10 years of the tavern tour, and now we're looking to do more stuff here. When you go to one of these events, the table that is hitting it the hardest is always the Bud Light
people themselves.
It's like they always say at your wedding, people are only going to have as much fun as you have, that you have to set the tone.
Not the Bud Light people.
I will say this.
They come set the tone. That's what I mean.
When you come to one of these events, they're going to show you how it's done.
Right.
These are professionals.
Yes.
So when it comes to, you see a pile of bottles and food flying everywhere and buckets of beer, they're just showing you. This is the proper way to approach these events and get your weekend started. Watch and learn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also put everything on their tag. he forgot to mention that part. My man in the back's like, yeah, I got a 3 or 4 beer budget. So, you know, these better be the greatest Bud Lights of all time. But shout out to the Bud Light people for having us out here. All right. So this is, give them a hand. Yeah. You know, the more applause they get, you know, the easier it is for me to pay rent. So this is, all right, whether you are pro-Donald Trump or not so pro-Donald Trump, I don't care in this moment. You have to tell me what this tweet means about LeVar Ball.
I'm supposed to translate him?
I think Donald Trump thinks that Lonzo and LiAngelo are the same person.
Yeah, I got that too.
And it's like, how can you? Because you knew that you got a college student out of a jam. So how could
both in Los Angeles?
Just listen to this. My man woke up at 4:30 this morning. Said, you know what? I gotta get this off my chest. He sat on the toilet and he broke out the old Twitter fingers once again. He said it wasn't the White House, it wasn't the State Department, it wasn't Father LeVar's so-called people on the ground in China that got his son out of a long-term prison sentence. In all caps, it was me. So he sets the tone there. Too bad. He says too bad. Like, I should have left his ass in jail.
Even though it wasn't jail, it was a luxury hotel that they were allowed to leave.
Yeah, so you got the president saying that I should have left an American citizen in Chinese jail. We'll keep it moving, though. LeVar is just a poor man's version of Don King, but without the hair. Let's dissect that for a second here. Isn't Don King a poor man's version of Don King? Like, Don King ain't got no money? Like, what are we talking about here? And a way to exalt a guy who has been in jail for murder, by the way.
Right.
I don't know if anybody knows that. Don King went to jail for murder. All right, so that's the great American citizen that you're uplifting here. And then it gets weird, if it hadn't been weird already. Just think, LeVar, you could have spent the next 5 to 10 years during Thanksgiving with your son in China, but no NBA contract to support you. And that's where I start to scratch the old head. Because if the kid that you got out of trouble is a college student, what NBA contract are you talking about? Because LiAngelo's not going to the NBA. His father said he's the worst of the three kids. He said he's happy that he has all the looks because he's the worst player. So you're talking about Lonzo? And if you're talking about Lonzo, does that mean that you think Lonzo won't support his family because his brother got caught shoplifting in China?
Or are you counting on LaMelo actually being in jail in China?
Like he's setting LaMelo up to go do the prison bid that his brother didn't do. But remember, LeVar, shoplifting is not a little thing. It's a really big deal, especially in China. You ungrateful fool.
Right. Shoplifting is no small thing, but when you're exalting Don King, who's a convicted murderer.
He took someone's life. LiAngelo Ball took some sunglasses. This guy killed a person, and he's saying that he's a poor man's Don King. Like, Don King is the thing to be. Like I said,
and you're right, Don King isn't even Don King.
Exactly. I don't care if you're pro Donald Trump or against Donald Trump. It's just there were so many things that man woke up and just let it fly. Oh, my God. The stick to sports crowd, hey, listen, I'm not doing it. He is. I sat there and I tried to figure out for a good 10 minutes what he was getting at. Like, did he think LiAngelo and Lonzo are the same person? Did he think that Lonzo is going to disassociate himself because of LiAngelo's shoplifting ways? Like you mentioned, is he going to put LaMelo in Chinese jail? Man, I can't wait. I can't wait for one morning for him to wake up and be like, hey, guys, I was just playing. I'm a regular person. Let's get to running this country. Like, it is amazing to me that this is what is on this man's mind. And now he's got me thinking about LeVar Ball and Don King way too much. This is what's happening in the country right now, Dan.
Is Dan implying he's smarter than Donald Trump?
Yes.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, well, that's...
I'm really not implying it. I'm confident that that's the case, and many people also are.
He threatened to leave three 19-year-olds in Chinese jail.
Even though they weren't in jail. At no point were they in jail.
This whole thing, man. I laugh to keep from crying because I cry when I read him in the morning.
I don't think he knows that LiAngelo and Lonzo are two different people.
Yes, or does he not know that LiAngelo is not a good player?
I don't know. More appropriate would be someone in government tweeting about the dangers of actually watching Lonzo shoot.
Oh my God!
If you want to put him in basketball shooting jail,
oh my God,
or send him to a re-education facility in Quebec, that's fine. This segment brought to you by JCPenney. It's Black Friday at JCPenney, and the challenge is on. Doors open Thursday at 2 p.m. for unbeatable deals. Hurry in this Thursday and Friday, JCPenney. Top of the hour, there is so much baseball Hall of Fame stuff to discuss with the foremost living authority on the politics of glory, Jay Jaffe of Sports Illustrated. He's going to join us after the top of the hour. 312-644-6767. We haven't taken a call yet either on this Thanksgiving Eve. So I think a lot of people who are joining us are here looking to win our terrific prize, Bulls Cavs tickets with a parking pass.
I'm going to go hang out with the Bud Light people. There's apparently a pickle thing going on. There's like an ex... This is an exhibition of pickle dipping going on over there.
All right.
We got a pickle dipping stand here at scoreboards. Come on through.
Let's do this hockey.
Yeah, they didn't know that promotion was running as well.
Yeah, that's why Bud Light is famous among friends. You have the Bernstein and Goff Show on The Score.
Brian Urlacher joins Spiegel, Parkins, and Patrick Manley to talk about the current Bears and Mitch Trubisky.
What do you specifically see in Mitch?
I like the way he conducts himself. He can run, which is a big threat as a defensive player. It's exciting to see us finally have a guy like that who can do it all. And more importantly, he's about the team. Mitch don't care about Mitch. Mitch cares about trying to win games and doing what's right for the team.
Listen to the entire Brian Urlacher interview with Spiegel and Parkins at 670thescore.com.
Get ready, because at 8 a.m., the biggest, the original Grossinger's Black Friday event is back with 30, 40, even 50% off with new 2017 Kia Optima LXs, 30% off at just $17,179. New 2016 Kia Rio LXs, now 40% off at just $10,600. That's right, just $10,600. You can even get 50% off used vehicles, plus get exclusive doorbuster deals and early bird giveaways. The original, the biggest, is back at 8 a.m. with 30, 40, even 50% off with new 2017 Kia Optima LXs, 30% off. New 2016 Kia Rio LXs, now 40% off. Only at Grossinger Kia in Lincolnwood and BlackFridayCarDeal.com. That's BlackFridayCarDeal.com. Stock number A70549, number A603224. Savings off MSRP on select new models. Two available at this price, plus tax, title, license, and 17215 dock fee. Off current NADA retail value on select used vehicles. Minimum 5% of inventory. Expires 11/27/17.
Hey, it's Hanley here. It's time to bet the 2017 Hawthorne Gold Cup with ExpressBet. It's the official online betting partner of Hawthorne Racecourse. Hawthorne's most historic and prestigious race hosts some of horse racing's top thoroughbreds. And you can watch the race and bet all the races from your laptop, your phone, your tablet. Don't have an ExpressBet account? It's easy to open one. Do it today and pick up a $20 signing bonus, a $100 signing bonus, a $500 signing bonus. The action begins Thanksgiving weekend, Saturday, November 25th. At the track or on the go, however you bet the Gold Cup, bet on ExpressBet.
It's hard to pick out the perfect gift, but all too easy to get it totally wrong. Introducing ManCrates.com, the surest way to find awesome gifts guys will love, guaranteed. This isn't a lame cheese of the month club or a new tie. ManCrates offers gift collections for every type of guy, from the family man to the sports fanatic and everything in between. Like the Grillmaster crate with a brass knuckle meat tenderizer and a cast iron smoker box. Just go to ManCrates.com, pick the perfect crate, and choose your delivery date. When his man crate arrives, he'll be the envy of every guy in the room as he pries that bad boy open with his own laser engraved crowbar. They have thousands of five-star reviews, and every man crate comes with their high-five guarantee. Own the holidays. Go to mancrates.com/radio for 5% off your order. They don't offer a discount anywhere else. 5% off at mancrates.com/radio for the best deal on an awesome gift. mancrates.com/radio.
So this house is in a great neighborhood and walking distance from one of the best schools.
And what are they asking?
The asking price is only 24 years of really, really hard work.
Wow, that sounds like a lot.
Well, the house across the road just sold for a few years more.
While other insurance companies just see a house, we see the home you've worked really hard for. So why not give it the protection it deserves?
Tell you what, why don't we offer 23 years with a fast close?
We're going to need to sleep on it.
Yeah. State Farm. Call an agent today.
Ah, there's nothing better than an early tea time. Seriously, the way I sleep and my energy is off and it's really hard to concentrate. I'm thinking about taking up afternoon golf.
Oh yeah, I was there too. Turned out I had low testosterone, known as low T.
How'd you find that out?
Oh, I went to New Mail Medical. They did a couple of tests, it didn't cost much, and they came back with a completely custom recommendation to solve the hormone issues I had, that all men have. It's just a fact of life as we get older.
Seriously, huh? New Mail Medical?
Yep, New Mail Medical. They're in Skokie.
I don't mean to pry, but what did they all fix?
Oh, whole bunch of stuff. I'm not tired anymore. I concentrate way better. I'm finally dropping some weight. I feel like I'm getting stronger, so muscle's starting to come back. Basically, I feel about 15 years younger after just a couple of visits. Oh, and my wife isn't complaining about the positive effects either.
Seriously? They fixed more than ED?
Yeah. You should call New Mail at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. Or online at newmailmedical.com. That's N-U-M-A-L-E medical.com.
Yesternight.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Happy Wednesday, Thanksgiving Eve. A lovely day.
Mm-hmm.
It already looks like the sun's going down, which
yeah.
It's that time of year where you try to savor your couple hours of sunshine if that's important to you. If you have seasonal affective disorder, you go outside and get vitamin D when you can get it, and then you head back into the warmth. But we are going to be here until 5:30 today, and here is Scoreboards in Oswego. We're going to talk to Jay Jaffe in just a few minutes at Olchek at 3:40. We've got some great in other news at 4. Hub Arkish will take your calls at 5 with plenty of other things to discuss. And did you want to follow up on a story we touched on late in the show yesterday?
Yeah, in other news yesterday, I talked about the weirdness that is the Ray Allen story. Ray Allen said that he was catfished by a single man posing as several different attractive women on the internet, getting his private information. And that man went on to get a restraining order from Ray Allen, saying that to restrain Ray Allen from stalking him. And, you know, the story sounded weird from jump. And then this comes out yesterday from TMZ Sports. The man who obtained a restraining order against Ray Allen says he was not catfishing the NBA star. The two were in a romantic relationship. But Ray's attorney tells TMZ Sports the man is lying. As we previously reported, Allen is in a legal war with Bryant Coleman, a staffer in the communications department at the University of Central Florida. Coleman says Allen's allegations that he pretended to be a woman to obtain, quote, private information about Ray are false. The truth, according to Coleman, is that Allen offered up info along with pictures and videos, knowing full well that Coleman is a man. He says the relationship goes back several years. Quote, Ray's account of our relationship is fake. Ray knows how I look. He knows how my voice sounds. He knows how I think. And most importantly, he knows my heart. Unquote. However, because of confidentiality considerations, I am not in a position to provide a more detailed response to Mr. Allen's false and salacious claims. I will rely on the courts to protect me against Mr. Allen's violent threats and false accusations. The exact nature of the alleged, quote, violent threats is unclear, but as we previously reported, Coleman obtained a restraining order claiming Allen was stalking him. They reached out to Allen's legal team for comment, and his attorney shot down Coleman's claim, saying Mr. Coleman's statement would be funny if it wasn't so crazy. There has never been and never will be a relationship or friendship between Ray Allen and Mr. Coleman. They have never met and never have spoken. And it goes on to detail some other things. When I heard it yesterday, when I read the story yesterday, and this is this is my first blush, I switched out every single word that said man for woman. And when you look at it in normal, in what we think are normal parlance, when we talk about relationships between a man and a woman, a scorned, especially scorned woman, it seemed like a side chick or a side piece who was scorned and wanted more and was showing up at the guy's lady's house, establishment and place of business. Yeah, it's really, really messy.
My thought, too, was the premise that he had been successfully catfished, meaning successfully defrauded by multiple made-up women who were all traced to the same man was tough. Astronomical. The odds of that happening, if it's one woman that's created by one man, that's one thing. That's the Manti Te'o thing. But when you're saying that this one man created several women and got you on every single one of them, I don't buy that. It's my hope that whatever honesty can prevail here prevails.
Safe.
Be
safe.
Yeah.
We live in a weird time where men. And I'm not talking about Ray Allen, but we live in a weird time where men, for whatever reason, still can't live their truths and have to live on the outskirts of their truths because of public perception and end up being unsafe on many levels, whether it be
unhappy,
violent
unsafe
threats,
yeah,
or endangering themselves by going the route of prostitution and all that other stuff. I mean, you know, it's really, really weird. And anytime we get back to sports and start talking about sports again and athletes and the machismo that is in the locker room, I don't think it's as the evolution process has taken place in a lot of these locker rooms a lot more than we think. These guys know. These guys play and travel with dudes, and they know. And we're not talking about Ray Allen.
And they don't mind.
Yeah. Dude, Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce got traded to the Brooklyn Nets when Jason Collins was on that coaching staff, I believe. Oh, he was actually on the end of the bench when they signed him. Yeah, he was on the roster. And Kevin Garnett was the first person to speak out and say, hey, that's my dude. And that's my guy. I play with this dude. And whatever he does on his own time is his damn business. That's my teammate. And we're going to ride for him just like the way he rides for us. And we're going to keep it professional. So I think that the old days, yeah, there are probably a few mouth breathers here and there, or the guy who was the San Francisco corner that said it during the Super Bowl media day.
Cullen.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about. Chris Cullerton, or is it Cullerton or something like that?
Culliver.
I think might have been Chris Culliver.
Chris Culliver.
Who made the homophobic remarks about I don't want those guys in my locker room, dude. Let me tell you something. If it's 53 of y'all in a room, I'm going to let you know that there's at least one or two of them that don't live the lifestyle that you live. And that's okay. You know, so we're still apparently fighting this battle. I hope the weirdness subsides for Ray and this young man, Brian Coleman, and both of them can find some peace and whatever truth they want to live.
This segment was brought to you by Dell. Dell Small Business Black Friday sale is on now. The lowest prices of the year and free shipping on everything. Shop doorbusters and business PCs with Intel Core processors. Call 1-877-BUY-DELL. Jay Jaffe of Sports Illustrated knows more about the politics of the Baseball Hall of Fame than anyone. He's going to join us next. Got a lot of questions to discuss with him about this ballot and the modern era ballot and everything. It's coming up on The Score.
When Bears news breaks, count on us to deliver. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Every dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy, but some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
So, why therapy? What's on your mind?
Well, Doc, I love helping people learn, and I work at Hyundai. When I started, I got to help people learn that Hyundai has
America's best warranty?
Right, or that Hyundai's
ranked number one in customer loyalty.
Right, or that Hyundai has
three different SUVs, from the Tucson to the seven-passenger Santa Fe.
Yeah, but now with the internet, even when I try to share breaking news like
the Elantra and 2018 Sonata both being named a 2017 IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus, when equipped with optional automatic emergency braking and dynamic bending lights.
Everyone already seems to know.
Ah, that must be frustrating.
Yeah.
Better is the reason to buy Hyundai. For a limited time, lease a 2017 Tucson for just $139 a month for 24 months with $33.39 due at signing. To learn more, stop by your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com. For more details, call 877-248-1585. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details.
Call local GEICO agent Tim Calcagno for help with auto, home, and identity theft insurance. Tim and his team would love to help you. 630-671-0600.
Many years ago, my mom and dad said to me, Mike, whatever you do in the future, do it the best you can and do it honestly. And that's why I call it the Mueller way. This is Mike Mueller from Mueller Honda of Gurnee. Visit our showroom without any stress or hassle. A staff member will answer any questions you have. Once you pick the car you're interested in, you'll get a friendly, professional associate to assist you through your buying experience. At Mueller Honda, the Happy Honda Days sales event is a very special time. Hundreds of cars in inventory, great selection, and as always, a market competitive price on all new and certified pre-owned Hondas, which means you will not pay more. I'd like to extend you my sincere hopes for a great holiday season with all the best for you and your family.
Visit MuellerHondaOfGurnee.com, part of the Mueller Auto Group.
You will not be disappointed.
What's Black Friday at Mueller Honda in Highland Park like? Well, it's more exclusive, and we always make it hassle-free. Enjoy your holiday without the long lines and large crowds. It's your final chance at clearance pricing during the Happy Honda Days sales event. But hurry, clearance pricing is for a limited time only. With hundreds of your favorite Hondas in stock, you always get more selection at your preferred Honda store. Chat us online to learn more. Nothing will make you light up more than saving. That's Black Friday the Mueller way. But hurry, it's for a limited time only. It's your final chance for clearance pricing on all your favorite new Hondas. Muller Honda in Highland Park. Find your new Honda on Skokie Valley Road. Or visit us online 24/7 at MullerMeansMore.com. That's MullerMeansMore.com. Part of the Muller Auto Group. You will not be disappointed.
Yes, yes, yes!
Let out your inner child at the Lexus December to Remember sales event with some of the best offers on our most versatile models.
Lease the 2017 RX 350 for $399 a month for 36 months with $1,999 due at signing. Experience amazing at your Chicago area and Northwest Indiana.